Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to lift this up right now. We're going to the right to the music. But we want you to have an awesome night. I want to see you guys on Facebook and Blog Talk Radio as well as Twitter. This is going to let you check.
Even though my job
is going to let you check.
Take me all around the world.
And back to the show. Come on now.
Well, I'd be the first to admit that I've had the fun with some of the prettiest girls.
Come on now.
But temptation gets strong sometimes. But if it lasts too long,
that's what it's all about.
Oh, they always seem to call me at the right time, saying, "Bobby, be strong."
Close to you, oh, I need you, baby, to make sweet love to me. Oh, can you stand up in it, baby? Can you give me what I need?
Too deep in the song. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show, the real relationship show with no filter. I am the relationship guru and enjoy coming before you because we're going to talk some things about relationships. I'm looking forward to being a part of this tonight by being here and being the host. And we got co-hosts that are going to be joined, but I want you to be a part of it as well. If you're on Facebook, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, or on Instagram, we want you to make sure you be a part of it. But if you can't type in no comments, we'd love for you to type in comments. We want you to share some thoughts as well on Twitter, as well as on Blog Talk Radio. We ask you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can be live and you can chat with us about relationship and why I'm so crazy over you. Come on now. That's a strong statement to make. Now, if you want to check us out on the web, if we can just hear this show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And if you're interested in checking us out on Facebook, facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. Then on Twitter, you can check us out, Periscope, which is the Smith Way Production, at the Smith Way Production. So we're ready to make this thing happen through all the media sites here because we want you to have an awesome time. I have two awesome co-hosts that joins me from time to time. I'm looking forward whenever they call in. I'll make sure I get them, you know, on the board so they can be live as well. Now, if you want to tweet the show, you have that opportunity. I just mentioned at the Smith Way Production. If you want to also check us out and say you want to check at Dr. Lowe Smith with the number one, at Dr. Lorenza Smith with the number one, or you can just go to at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And you can be definitely a part of this. You can come back later on. If you don't catch all of us, you might have to step away. We're fine with that. But come back later on. We'll run a watch party. Then we'll also make sure you can go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can just type in Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Have all of our episodes over 300. We've been in existence since 2017. It was a vision God gave to me in 2017. That was down in the South Peninsula of Florida. And God said, it's something I have for you to do. I want you to take the vessel of Blog Talk Radio and all the other media, get the word out to all of the people, let them have an opportunity to hear something, and also share them, share what they have to share with. So you can check us out. You can check after we've been become the episode we have already recorded. You can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can check us out as well on the other media sites as well. I try to post it. You can just go to my email and you just, you know, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com and you'll be able to hit it and get it. But especially make sure you take time to go to Blog Talk Radio. Man, I tell you, it's been an awesome day. It's been a day full of blessing. God's going to continue to bless you as well. But I keep speaking that because I'm not only just speaking, because I'm trying to speak in existence to your life as well as in my life. God has blessed me with this topic, the relationship, talking about relationship and why I'm so crazy over you. See, one of the things we got to understand when we get into a relationship, we have to focus on things that makes it healthy. Before we can really do those things that healthy for the relationship, we got to understand where we are in the relationship, because relationships are filled with tears. And those tears automatically tells you, when I meet you, you're my associate. I just met you, you told me your name, and maybe that's it, as far as you want to go. Then I take an opportunity, and I'm very interested. We become acquaintances. Then I want to know something that we can share among each other. Get that connection going, because that ties it into the healthy part of a relationship, which is called a trait or characteristic. And then the next step, I want to be friends. I said we can work from this point as acquaintance to be friends. We have a couple levels of friends, because, see, friendship is not just all about just say, oh, I'm your friend. See, we have friends that we communicate on part-time basis. We have friends that we communicate on all-time basis. Then we have friends that it's no matter, I can count on them through thick and thin. So each one of those are very important to how you see that when you're talking about the growth of a relationship, in that you're building a block for a strong foundation toward a successful relationship. If your ultimate goal is to move forward from friendship to you have a romantic relationship. Some people try to stop off over there and take a left turn and focus on sex. Yes, sex, it's a part of life, but you can't let that determine the tears of your relationship. Then after you move on from that point and realize the importance of that spirit and the temple being invaded, when you're allowed to be invaded, you want to move to the romantic part. That's talking about intimacy. If you're not afraid of intimacy, you're asked to allow yourself to open up. And when you open up, you'll be available to accept things to come in. See, it don't take a whole lot to love me right. See, that's what it's all about. It don't take a lot. It just love. It takes the right way to do it. And see, some of the things we got to understand, some of the times people don't understand that. They only tell you, I love you, but I love you is a gift. And that gift needs to be reciprocated back to you. So as we move forth in the various tiers of a relationship, where I might get so crazy over you is when we move forward to the point where I'm saying, man, this is where I want to be. I made my mind up. This is where I want to be. And this is going to be my life partner. So my life partner, I got to work at it. But to be a life partner, I have to do all the things that's important to making sure the characteristic, making sure those things that traits that are important. You know, I have to have self-love. If I can't love myself, I cannot love you. I can't be in a relationship with you if I don't love myself. If I'm not able to be honest, if I can't be able to communicate in a way that's considered to be honest and making sure I am not holding back on what I need to do and keeping something back in the corner so I can have something to bounce back on, I'm going to be honest with you. Trustworthy. Can't be afraid of trustworthy. That's a trait that's so important. You can't trust everybody. Whenever you hear somebody say that, you can't trust everybody. And it's truly, truly a positive statement that allow you to grow and maybe identify people who you can trust. So you can't trust everybody. Communication. You know, if we're not able to talk, we're not able to listen. When we on our Thursday night show called The Love Cafe, we have a menu started with the entree and started with the starter, the appetizer, the entree, and the dessert. But in the process, you know, the start of this thing, a starter ain't never lust. Don't get caught up lusting behind somebody and say you're so crazy about them. You know, you can't do what you need to do what's right. So you got to keep in mind, you got to be able to communicate. Communication and love, and the Love Cafe is all about the L, which is listening. And when you're able to listen, that means you are able to open your heart and open your mind up where you can love. Love is a state of mind. When it's a state of mind, it comes from the inner self. If you're not ready to open yourself up to be in love, then you probably need to take a step back. Don't offer nobody that gift. Don't just spare to tell people, I love you, and then you expect this to be the answer. But you want it to be reciprocated. Besides communication, you got connection. If you don't have any connection with that person, when you first met that person, that was some sense of connection. And what you have to do is you perpetuate that connection and working through the necessary things that it needs, commitment. If you're not, you see, it's a such thing as real commitment. You're afraid of commitment because you've been hurt before. Then it's 9 times out of 10, you're only going to get to a certain point where you allow people just to be the acquaintance in your tears of a relationship. So I can't get crazy over you if you're going to hold it to that point where I can't move forward. You got walls. See, the walls got to come tumbling down. And we got an awesome topic tonight. Those individuals, as soon as they call in, I want to give them a shout out right now. The two individuals that's joining us as soon as they get an opportunity to hit us in on the line, that's going to be Pastor Eddie Pratt out of Texas, Dallas, Texas area, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. And we thank you. He's a relationship coach and a relationship strategist. Tina Robinson, she's a CEO and founder of Owning My Own Truth. That's housed in Oakland, California, but it's also done over in Georgia as well with her sister Gina Robinson Bates. Those individuals, they are twins. So they're working to make a difference. They're working to work this thing out. So we look forward to making sure we have them join us as soon as we get an opportunity. If not, we're going to carry on with the show. Again, the call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you live so you can chat with us about why you're so crazy over that person, your spouse, or your significant other. See, it's something got you there, and we're going to kind of lead up to that. Also, you can just type in your comments on Facebook. I would appreciate it. See people coming in and out. You know, just hang on in there, but you can always come back and watch it on Watch Party. We want you to stay with us. Type in your comments. Let us know exactly what you think about relationship. Why are you so crazy about that person that you call your significant other? That person you call your friend, that person that you call your confidant, that person you call your life partner. These things we want to talk about and want you to share your thoughts on it as well. Again, make sure you call in because we need to have you. We look forward to talking with you. All right, let's kind of get started with our topic tonight. One of the things about when we're talking about a relationship and why I'm so crazy over you, I have to actually look at why must I love you right? See, when you're crazy over somebody, you ask yourself, why should I love that person the right way? One thing you want, and I'm going to say this, it'll solve a lot of things, is you want that love to be returned back to you. It's all about reciprocation. That's another one of the healthy traits and characteristics that allows you to be successful. I want to throw that in because I didn't get to it moving it as I move up each one of those characters and traits, but reciprocation is good. Well, he's going to give back or she's going to give back to you. So you ask your question, why must I love you right? If I love you right, I will receive love back in return. So I look forward to making sure that I love you right. But you have to be willing. On the line now, I see the host of Tell the Truth, And I'm hoping she have a minute to maybe jump in here and share her thoughts on this as well. I asked her to call in if she got a minute. That's Miss Christine Walters. Thank you so much. But let me click and make her live and see can I get Miss Walters. Miss Walters, how you doing? Think I have her, baby. How you doing? She may not be want to be live right now, but that's all right. It's cool. We're going to keep the line open so when she get a chance to get ready to jump in here, because she might have just opened it up, called in, and listening as she's doing some things right now. But that's all cool. That is Ms. Christine Walters, and she's on our show, having the host of Tell the Truth on Sundays at 3 o'clock. So check her out. I'll be right there with her, and we're going to make sure we make things happen then. So the question is, why must I love you right? Because when we're talking about love, we're talking about from our inner self. We're talking about our hearts. We're talking about our soul. It's a state of mind for you. So I have to be loved right. You can't love me wrong and expect me to open myself up. So when we deal with people who tend to pretend, and we call them pretenders, that they want to love you and would like to love you, but not really capable of loving you. See, we talk about some things on our other show when we talk about built. Check this out now. Built for love. Everybody's not built for love. Because one of the key things that's always said, and Pastor Pratt always shared with us, is that you have to be in an awesome relationship with yourself before you're capable of having a relationship with somebody else. I'm going to say that again. You have to be in an awesome relationship with yourself before you can be in a relationship with anybody else. If you have some things that are not quite cleared up, you're not getting, you can't handle it, and you are, I'm working on being a better me, it's because I got to love myself. And I have to be in the best relationship I can be in myself. Because, see, I know how to treat me. So if I'm in a relationship with myself and I'm able to share this with you because that's part of my inner self, then you'll be the one, the right one, to love me the way I need to be loved. And see, that's what we're asking for. I know that's what I'm asking for. I'm asking for that the person to love me the right way. You know, I don't have anything to do with what happened to your past. If your past is your reason why you can't quite love me right, then you probably need to move on. Because it's important that you have to relinquish some things. Because when we talk about relationship and love, we talk about vulnerability. We're going to get vulnerable. But we have to make sure we're in a good relationship with ourselves and with our Lord and Savior. See, if you're not in a good relationship with yourself and our Lord and Savior, you can't be in a relationship with anybody else. That's a scary thing. When you want to love somebody and you want to love them right, but you're not built to love them right. Now, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I'll make sure I get you on the line. You can be live. You can chat with us. You can share your thoughts about why must I love you right? Because I want to reciprocate it. Have the capability of doing it. Because I understand me. You know, I have a thing, and I know my friends and my real true close friends and people I really care about, and I know they care about me. Always tell them I love hard, and I'm willing to give that, but I do want it to be reciprocated back to me. You're going to put 100 in, and I said keep it 100? I'm going to keep it 100 because I think that's important. I think I deserve that. You deserve that. So why should I love you right? It's because you deserve to be loved, but you can't be loved by everybody. I'm going to say that again. You can't open yourself and be loved by everybody. Everybody's not going to love you right. if they in a toxic relationship with themselves, they bring in that toxic relationship to you. Are you ready for that? Or are you ready for somebody to love you right? So that's why you should love yourself first, and that way someone can love you right. You should be desiring that. You should want that. That's what it's all about. Relationship is all about that have love in it. It's being loved right. And the best thing I always tell people is that if you're not capable of doing it, say that and move on. Say it and move on. Next topic we're going to look at. Describe what healthy love looks like. Now, I know each and every one. I want you on Facebook. I want you on Twitter. To type in. Discuss what healthy love look like. Type in now. What is healthy love? We talked about the traits and the characteristics of a healthy love, a healthy relationship with love. Think about, I just stated about a awesome relationship with yourself, self-love. That is so important. You ain't afraid when you found somebody to love you like they love themselves. Nothing to be afraid of that. Because when they stop or not capable of doing it, you're going to recognize that too. And that goes back to our thing we always say. When people show themselves, believe what you see. Then you know what? You run as fast as you can away from that situation. Because I'm telling you, that toxic sin, with that toxicism that they have, will engulf you. It will take over you because they are in a toxic relationship with themselves. Healthy relationship requires commitment. Too many times people are not willing to be committed. They're willing to be committed to things that benefit them. I know we all look out for our best interest. But when you go into a relationship looking for true happiness, joy, and peace, you have to keep in mind that I am willing to give positivity and vulnerability to that person so we can be happy. Can't be afraid. Now, it's okay to be afraid because it's vulnerability. It hurts when somebody don't truly know how to love you right. We have Inspire to Inspire author CEO Lotte Pickett said consistency. You don't want them to give that, or give her, she give that, and only for a short period of time till they get what they want. Consistency. It's just like communicating. Don't start in a conversation I had recently. Don't start calling and texting somebody, texting a person on a regular basis, and then all of a sudden you think you had moved up closer to getting what you in there for. Then you stop doing it on a consistent basis. You got to be consistent. Honesty. We just talked about honesty, how important that is. Be honest with people. People can live with honesty. If you decide to not carry on with the effort, the hard work you need to make the relationship work, or loving that person right, be honest with them. Tell them. They can live with it. I think the problem, most folks are afraid to tell because they can't live with it. Because they know they're sold a bed of good that ain't no good. That's a scary thing right there. So make sure you're consistent. Make sure you're honest. That's what we're asking for. make sure you're able to communicate with. We always talk about the Love Cafe. I said it earlier. And the Love Cafe requires the acronym of love, which is listening. That's communicating. Not just me barking out orders. It's not a one-sided conversation. This conversation requires, as I am cordial in my speech process, you ought to be cordial in your speech process. Connection. Please identify the connection. It's there. If you see it, it will be available. It'll be well recognized in a relationship. Then you can make your decision whether you want to take the step from an associate, acquaintance, friendship, romance, life partner. You have to make sure you're willing to do that. Respect. See, in a relationship, a healthy, see, that's how love look. Love look real good when you respect that person. That's love. If you disrespect them, that means you have no problem hurting them and humiliating them. You have to respect them. It's so, so important. Once you're able to respect them and they respect you, because it has to be reciprocated. It ain't on one side, no one-side street or one-way street. You got to be able to respect them. If you disrespect them and you know you're being disrespected, it don't take somebody else to tell you you're being disrespected. You know in a relationship you're being disrespected. And what you have to do is you have to move those people. And a lot of times you have to call them to the carpet on that. Hold up, man. Hold up, young lady. You're disrespecting me. And if they tell you, well, I ain't disrespecting you, you know what you need to do. So, okay, well, now I know what disrespect is. Maybe you're accustomed to it. I'm not accustomed to it. So what I need to do is need to make this decision whether I want to continue to build a block here, build a strong foundation here. Do I want to build on the blocks? Or do I want to leave this? And I got to make the decision that if you're disrespecting me, that means you'll hurt me. That means you'll humiliate me. And I have to go. So respect is so important. And if you respect that person, that's how love looks. That's how love looks. Dedication. Determination. Devotion. If you're not dedicated to your own healthy relationship with yourself, you can't be dedicated to any other relationship. It's impossible. You can be a pretender. It's okay if that's what you are. But you will be identified. You'll be shown that you are a pretender. You're not a contender. You're a pretender because you're not dedicated. You're not devoted. And you're not determined for the success of that relationship. That's what a relationship, a healthy relationship with love look like. Call in numbers 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You can chat with Dr. Smith tonight. We were solo in the night, and I love it. And we're going to be talking for our time, and we're going to share our thoughts. We want you to be a part of it. So take this opportunity to dial that number, or you can communicate through Facebook. If you're on Facebook and you're there now, if you want to share some comments, if you're on Twitter, you have the same opportunity for those people who've taken time to be on Twitter. That's what it's all about. Relationship. Why I am so crazy over you, because you, first of all, I know that you love me because you understand what a healthy relationship with love looks like. I know you're going to love me right because you understand the characteristic of a healthy relationship with love. So I'm willing to take that step but it's going to require hard work. It's going to require an effort, ongoing effort, to make sure that relationship is healthy and have love in it. Why is love so important? Love is universal. If I'm remembering, so love would make the world go around. When we love each other, we have a tendency to build strong foundations with each other. It's block by block. Something we say on our show on Monday night. We're going to make changes block by block. We're not talking about putting cement blocks. We're talking about block by block. What neighborhood we're going to take? We're going to take a house at a time. But we also talk about in a relationship, building a strong foundation requires blocks. A block of love, a block of joy, a block of peace, a block of happiness. That's what it requires. So you can see why love is so important. Love is important because it requires you giving your inner self internally to somebody that you truly trust, you believe in. We talked about a topic last week about fear. Scared. You can't love because you're scared. First of all, if you're having a magnificent relationship with yourself, you're capable of having a magnificent relationship with somebody else because you understand the tools. See, we talk about, are you built for love? Are you built for a successful relationship? Are you built for a healthy relationship? You have to have the tools. And to understand what the tools are, you have to understand why love is so important. You have to have the tools that require you to forgive. You have to have the tools that allows you to understanding of your love language. My love language is physical touch. Do you know what your love language is? I assess myself every day, and if I'm in a relationship, I want to be touched. I want to touch you. If you don't want to be touched, that's not one of your love language. You might have the words of affirmation. Is your love language. You may have the receiving of gifts as your love language. You can only be built for love if you understand what's your love language. You're not limited to one. You're not limited to two. But it requires you to have one of them and understand which one that is. So love is so important because when you understand your love language, you understand the components of love. You understand love is a state of mind. Love makes the world go round. Love brings about peace when there's hate. That's what love is. Love makes me want to be with you. Do you want to be with me? It means being a little vulnerable every now and then. So that's what love. That's why it's important to me. It's how you show you care. What effort you're going to make, I want to be with him. Because I'm going to make that same effort. Because I said from the beginning, I love hard. So the thing about why I love is so important, because when I love hard, you know, I expect that in return. I expect the reciprocation of it. You can't be afraid of it. If you are, then you need to make sure you get into a relationship that is not toxic with yourself. Get into a healthy relationship with yourself. Because love is from the internal part of you. Love is from your heart. Love is from your soul. Love is a state of mind. So that's why it's so important. You may have something different you want to say, but I want you to make sure you share your thoughts on that. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with Dr. Lowe. We'll have a ball. That's what it's all about. Or you can type in your comments on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDalbertoSmith. Or you can get your thoughts in on Twitter, which is the Smith Way Production. You can do that. And we look forward to having you. If you want to email, you can email me, and that's fine. That's LorenzaDSmith@gmail.com. You can do that. I'll be SmithWayProduction@gmail.com. Make sure you contact me. Make sure you share your thoughts, because this is what it's all about. The next thing you want to touch bases on is, why does falling in love make you so crazy? That's why I'm so crazy over you. You know, some people say because of when you find someone you're willing to open up your heart and your soul to, and you said, well, I love this person, something's gonna change. The time you used to spend with your family, which you will still do. Time you used to spend with your best friends, which you will do, but it will be some stipulations on that. So when I fall in love, it makes me crazy. Not enough to hurt you, because I am not respecting you when I hurt you and humiliate you. So when I fall in love, I'm going to love you hard. I'm going to love you so you can love me back. I'm going to be willing to give the gift of I love you, because I know I have found somebody who's willing to give it back to me. They ain't afraid. See, love makes you fearless. Come on, man. It allows you the opportunity to look at some things in a little different way. You know, some people get caught up believing that when you say fear, you're talking about intimidation. That ain't what it's all about. Because when I love you unconditionally. I ain't afraid to tell you I love you unconditionally. I'm not afraid of true love, because when I love you, you will know it. Because I'm giving all of me. I'm not afraid to give all of me. I don't know about you. Love allows me to have a firm foundation. I know where I'm going because I love you. And you got to be willing to love me back. If you're not willing to, because you're afraid, you will not be able to appreciate me. Come on now. Some people will not be able to appreciate you because they have a problem with vulnerability. They can't appreciate you and respect the relationship because they don't respect themselves. If you're in a disrespectful relationship with yourself, then it's easy to be in a disrespectful relationship with somebody else. Well, Kim Seller Bates said, because you believe them when you meet them, but when you start peeling away the layers, they are sometimes not who they say they are. You're right. They're claiming they are great listeners, but they're not. However, I want to throw this out to all of you all. I read that. The representative shows up in the associate stage, the acquaintance stage, even in the first stage of the friendship. But once you open the door and get to that, it's three tiers in that friendship. See, there's friends that I just like being around. I care for them. There's friends that I enjoy. I appreciate them. There's friends that I love. And they're going to be friends the rest of my life. Those are the stages you build in the friendship. So you're going to find out whether that person is real. Because it don't go from associates, acquainted, friend, sex. Associates, acquainted, sex. You have to work through that process, but that's the healthy relationship in yourself. And you got to be willing to, if that's what you desire to have, you can't have 10% in and 90% out. You got to be all in or all out. That's the name of the game. When you fall in love, we say, why do it make you so crazy? Because simply, I have shown you I appreciate you and respect you. I expect you to do the same thing. However, in the process, being scared of losing you is worth me holding on to you. And I'm going to put that in a way. Now, you might think, oh, man, I'm so scared. I got to hold. No. Just think about it. If you're scared of losing them, that means they're worth losing. But it's also worth working to hold on to them. Just remember, the same person, because of your vulnerability, you're afraid of, makes you feel fearless. See, that person empowered you. And that's what we're talking about, falling in love with someone, because it makes you crazy, because you become empowered. You have a whole different attitude, because now you got a real new perception about yourself. That's why I said love is from the internal part, not from the external. And you can't be afraid. Don't let it intimidate you. You know, we have to always keep in mind when we talk about falling in love, it's always a fear factor. But that vulnerability will be removed when you make the effort to expose yourself to that person, because that's your internal part. So you do everything. See, once we open that can of worms, because we're so comfortable, we took all the steps that we talked about earlier, we didn't recognize all the problems, then we're ready to open ourselves up. So we're ready to fall in love, and now we're crazy over each other. See, that's the part that when we say, I'm so crazy over you, because you know what? It's being reciprocated back to me. You're just crazy over me as well. If you're not willing to be that, you want it to be one-sided, then, you know, that relationship is not going to last long. We have to keep that in mind. All right, a couple other things we want to look at before we get to the end of the show. You know, we say in a relationship that makes you crazy, here's how to stop the madness. And one thing would be, when you go into that relationship, go in with your own goals. Just remember, don't go into a relationship if you had a toxic relationship with yourself. You got to get that straight now. If not, you're going to be mad. The madness will prevail. Go into the relationship believing that I'm investing my time and that's going to be a return. If you go into a relationship not trying to invest anything in it, it won't be no return. You're going to be very mad. You're going to be very angry. You're going to feel like somebody took advantage of you. Go into the relationship When You Feel Fearless. We talked about that a minute ago. Going to the relationship, when you're going into it, you have the tendency to appreciate that person as well as you appreciate yourself. You respect that person, you respect yourself. See, when you go in and not willing to do that, it will make you crazy. But besides that, when you do that, it stops the madness. Because now you're in an awesome relationship with yourself. A lot of times people go in a relationship and the emotional pain creates the craziness in the relationship. When we understand our characteristics, you know, as I said, there are characteristics of a relationship. What are your characteristics and traits of a healthy relationship? What are yours? We'll give you 15. You have to choose 5 that you can work with. I'm not going to say that some commonality that you have to use the same 5 that I use, but love in a relationship or being in a relationship requires me to receive respect. That's number 1 for me. Love in that relationship where it's healthy requires me to admire you. Love in that relationship, with a healthy relationship, shows that I care. I care. And there's no way around or no way I can allow you to disrespect me, to hurt me, humiliate me, subject me to any form of abuse. That's what it means to me. What does it mean to you? A healthy relationship with love requires communication. That's standard. Connection. Reciprocation. Respect. Commitment. Self-love. Honesty. Trust. Consistency. Requires all that. So when I make an effort to go into the relationship and I'm giving all to me and I'm expecting to receive it back from you, then that can lead me to being a little bit mad about being in this relationship because it seems one side a little crazy. And we're talking about why I'm so crazy over you. I'm crazy over you because I have a healthy relationship with myself. But I refuse to have a toxic relationship with you. But I can still be crazy about you. I can be crazy over you.
But when I
recognize that I have a healthy relationship with myself because I accept myself, and I see you got a toxic one going on with yourself, that's not going to work. I might be crazy on you, but I'm going to take a step back. I have to. So in our topic tonight, we're talking about relationships that have all the healthy characteristics and traits, understanding which one fits you, and if it makes you crazy. The crazy part don't have to be where we're stalking you, doing all. The crazy part of me, I'm getting crazy effort. I'm excited because this person makes me laugh and laugh crazy loud. See, there's so many ways to use this, and I want you to keep that in mind. There's many ways to use that. Crazy is not literally insane, off your rockers. Crazy could be what effort. I'm taking it to the maximum level. But when I say crazy about you, I'm willing to love you. I'm willing to make you happy, and I want you to make me happy. I'm willing to have a relationship with peace in it, with joy. Can't have it when it's dysfunctional because it's a dysfunctional relationship. I refuse to have a dysfunctional relationship with myself, and I will not have one with you. That's relationship why I am so crazy on you, because I'm willing to go crazy to make the effort, make the relationship work. Because I understand love. I understand what is it all right? It's the right thing to love you. I understand how healthy love in a relationship look like. I understand why it's so important. I understand the love language. And I want you to feel the same way. It's been awesome tonight. You know, we have about 3 minutes, and I want to make sure I get some shout-outs to some people. Make sure you keep in mind when we say why I'm crazy over you, if you are an imperfect or broken person, go through the healing process. Time and process equal healing. That way you can enjoy a relationship that I understand why I love you. I understand what it looked like. I understand why it's so important. I understand why I fell in love with you and making me crazy. I'm doing some things that makes this relationship the best. I'm ready to stand on the mountaintop and shout, thank you, Lord, for sending this person in my life. Nothing wrong with that. We give him the praise, because when we ask for it, we have those desires. God gives us our desire. Again, it's been awesome tonight. I hate that my co-host couldn't join me. And I appreciate you, all of you all joining on Facebook. And let me give a shout out to those individuals that have numbers on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know some of the numbers. I do know one of the numbers on Blog Talk Radio. I can see is the host of the Tell the Truth, Miss Christine Walters. Thank you, Christine, for joining us on on Blog Talk Radio. There are some other numbers, and I don't recognize all of them. Appreciate you taking time with the various area codes. Kim Sellers Bates, thank you for offering some awesome comments. Member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Also, Yvette Smith, that's my younger sister. Thank you, Yvette, over at Georgia. Thank you so much. Latte Pickett, the CEO and founder of Inspire to Inspire. We also have Samantha Smith. Thank you, Samantha, so much for joining us. It's good to have you with us. Marlon Ball, thank you, Master of Education, MPD. Thank you so much, Marlon. We also have Melvin Alonzo Lowe III. That's Dr. Lowe III. Thank you, Dr. Lowe, for joining us. And we just had a host of other people in and out. We're now Nicole Sharon Brown. Nicole is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We want to make sure we give her a shout-out for joining. She's an author, have over 11 or 12 books that has some great ratings. She was on our show. Check her out. She's over in Louisiana. She's working hard, but go to Facebook, Nicole Sharon Brown, and you can order her books and make the connection with her. Thank you, Sharon, so much. Nicole, so much for joining us. I do want to give a shout-out to Melvin Lowe, Dr. Lowe, member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. Then also we have Marlon Ball. I see some blue on, so I want to give you a shout-out of association to the Blue Family, Phi Beta Sigma. If that's you, thank you for joining us as well. It's been awesome tonight. And I tell you, every time we can come before you, we truly being blessed. We're sharing this vessel with you. Tomorrow night, we have our sports talk show, Talking Sports Plus, at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Join us tomorrow. I'll be hosting that show. It's been awesome tonight. You know, I have several hashtags that I want to share with you, and those hashtags are hashtag One Life Matter. Practice the safety measures with coronavirus. We don't need nobody to tell us to do that. We already know that. Let's continue to practice that. It's at the season where it's spiking. It's spiking. It's affecting football teams, and games can't be played. SEC has 3 games that have been canceled because of COVID-19. So it is real, brothers and sisters. Let's keep that in mind. Let's not put ourselves in situations. Be very careful where we go, and don't go places that are not comfortable. You don't know people, and bring it back to your family, because you meet your family and supposed to be able to meet and be comfortable, but sometimes our communal spread is happening there. So make sure you follow the measures. We thank you so much. One Life Matter, hashtag responsible. We ask you to be responsible. That's what it's all about. Being responsible during these challenging times of life with this plague is going on. People call a pandemic, COVID-19. Also, hashtag keep on grinding. Just keep on grinding. You know, no matter how you feel like you're worn out, just lift yourself up, replenish yourself. And, you know, as the 23rd Psalm said, the Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. He maketh me lie down in the green pasture. Think of that when you lie your body down each night. Each night. Because he restores your soul. He replenishes your body so you can go the next day. And before you put your feet on the floor, tell the Lord, thank you so much. Thank you. Hashtag communicate for understanding. The number 4, understanding. We ask you to do that. That means you have to listen and not always talking, shouting, screaming, hollering. And last but not least, you know, when we whip people, we would like for those people to be able to lift us higher. We don't own the rights to this music, but we want you to check us out tomorrow night.
Quite as lovely as you. More beautiful than the Mona Lisa. Worth more than gold. And my eyes had pleasure to behold. You're my latest. And my greatest. My latest, my greatest inspiration. Never felt nearer. My bird's gold has turned into a song. Tender as a baby, I needed you oh so much. At last, the Lord is so alive. You're my latest and my greatest. I plan to give you all that I have. I'll be everything you think I am. You make life a joy to live. And I'm thankful, yes, I'm blessed. I've seen so many things, but none quite as delectable as you. More beautiful than the Mona Lisa.
behind me.